The music indicates it's time for Music Monday with Mark. The Mark is Mark Algini. He finds music for us, lets us know about it. People we may know, people are new, yeah. New stuff. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you guys.
A couple things. Before we talk music, we got to talk a couple things. One, before me, in front of me, I should say, is a couple of meat products.
Yes, we always, Dan and I will always talk about like Italian meats.
Correct. You guys
our favorite
come
store,
from the Italian
Caputo's
families.
Right. Up in Elmwood Park.
What are we doing here?
So my sister went up to the store.
Oh, okay.
Because I went to go see her and she's nice. Like, I'm going to Caputo's. What do you need?
Uh-huh.
And I gave her a list. I forgot the bread.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
But I got the Nutella from Italy, and then I got the mortadella.
That's that?
That's mortadella.
Yeah.
Mortadella? That's yeah. a meat?
As a kid, it was, you know, basically cancerous bologna.
It's kind of...
Yeah.
Oh, it's cancerous bologna. Well, thanks for bringing me some.
Because it's got little circles of fat in it.
Yeah, isn't that...
Cancerous bologna. And then what is it? That's fat? That's what
that's
it
fat,
is?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't seem good. What is this?
And that is... The proper name is cabacol.
Yeah.
But somehow the Italian Americans made it the gabagool.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
is that true?
Oh,
the
yeah.
The real name is the other.
Yeah, capicola.
Prosciutto gabagool.
And you got to do this with your hand. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Very,
but that is good. That's kind of.
Thank
nice.
You for thank you for bringing us.
I knew you had never tasted the gabagool
cancer causing stuff.
And you know,
it doesn't cause cancer.
The other thing that you can that they don't have down here is scamorz.
Scamorz,
which is a great pizza cheese.
Yeah,
it's a milk.
Scamorz. That sounds like a medical problem. Your uncle had scamorz.
So I did.
Well, thank you for that. That's very nice.
Made macaroni with
man.
My sister and her 8-year-old kid. It was quite a mess, but we made it. We pulled
good,
it off.
And they live in Oswego. I love Oswego.
Yeah, it was
you
nice.
Come in that main
nice
on like 34 or whatever it is, well, and they got that beautiful park in there.
Well, Danny and they. I don't know. You know this, but I don't know. Mark knows this. That they have a theme song.
Really?
Oswego missed the boat that day he left the shack.
Yeah.
Dan and I try to bring up that song as much as we possibly can.
Well, there
can.
You go. There now, was I set you guys up.
You set us up perfectly. Now, secondly, let's switch gears. Thank you again for that.
No,
that's very nice.
Very good.
The second thing is, off air, you said to us, did anybody watch, is it the OT? Is that the post-game show?
OT on Fox
with Terry Bradshaw and all those
Michael
guys.
Strahan.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson.
And I did actually. And you said, "What did you think of what was happening with Terry Bradshaw?" And I was in the kitchen all by myself watching it. And I turned, and I was like, "Is he okay? He sounds weird.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's always kind of got a weird rhythm to how he speaks. That's part of his charm." And I looked at him; he didn't look great.
He looked horrible.
He looked like either he
had been out all night or he was like impersonating Chris Farley after a few nights.
Right before
Farley died.
So it wasn't just me that saw that.
No, and I was the same way at home. I was by myself, you know, after the Bears game with my friends. I kind of went home, kind of chilled out, watched the highlight show. And I was like, what is going on with Terry Bradshaw?
So is it people in the media now talking about it today?
Everyone's, you know, I guess it set Twitter afire.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was
super weird. I hope he's okay. Yeah. I have always liked that guy.
But he was slurring words. It was weird.
Yeah. 8:44, let's get to it.
All right.
What do we got today, sir?
We got some new music, one from an artist you guys probably know.
Who's that?
Julian Lennon.
Let me think. Yes. My wife's first concert
really?
Was to see Julian Lennon. I believe she has a picture with him somewhere.
And he is obviously the first son of John Lennon. Not of Yoko, from his first wife.
Correct.
And he's back with a brand new song, and a new album's coming.
This one's called Lucky One. Okay. All right.
That's good.
He was, when Julian Lennon... like, first kind of came on the scene, or I don't know how long he'd been on the scene, but when my wife saw him, he had some hits, right?
He did all right. Some hits, like, in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, that would have been about when she saw him.
You know. And it's hard. That's a lot of pressure.
Oh, dude, it's impossible, because everybody thinks, well, you're trying to sound like your dad, and all this other stuff. And, yeah, good for him. They're still
Sean
doing
Lennon,
that.
And Sean Lennon, his other son, and he's got bands and as well.
Good for those guys for doing that.
Yeah.
All right, who else we
Let's
got?
Let's go with Talk. is the name of this gentleman and his band.
Oh, excuse me, excuse me. His name is Talk, well,
that's
or the group is called
what they
Talk.
Call Talk. They that's all I can find is that he Talk. Likes to be referred to as Talk.
Well,
I know.
Okay. No, this bothers me. Because
I don't think his mother.
If anybody's going to be called Talk, it's going to be Mere Dan. This is what we do for a living. Talk. Yeah. What do you guys do? Talk.
Yeah.
Danny, you're changing our name tomorrow. Talk and Talk.
His Twitter, his Instagram handle is I Am Talk.
I Am Talk. All right. I'll admire that.
So he kind of came out of the pandemic. He was posting his songs like on TikTok and Instagram, and people just loved him.
Nice.
And it just sort of led to a recording deal.
I love it.
And his record has finally come out. This is called Run Away to Mars.
What if I...
That's my style.
Is that Americana?
No, I think it's more like just kind of like that.
Pop. Okay.
You know, kind of reminds me of Vance Joy, my guy.
Yeah. It's good. I like that. Harmonies.
He's from Canada.
Up there.
And then
finally, we got a band just up the road from Chicago. They're called Dead. D-E-H-D.
So we have Talk and Dead.
And Julian Lennon.
Dead, D-E-H-D. What's their story?
They're a three-piece out of Chicago. They kind of broke out in 2015, 2016.
Okay.
I kind of discovered them during the pandemic. I kind of heard them somehow and really fell in love with them. And they've got a brand new album out. It's actually been out for a while. And I just, for some reason, never got to it.
Okay.
But today we are getting to it. And this is called Bad Love.
It's good. I've heard this somewhere. I think my wife has this in her voice. Oh, this is great. I love this. Very cool. Dead.
Dead.
D-E-H-D. Got to admire alternate spelling.
Yeah, so good stuff from Chicago.
Yeah, that's very good.
Good stuff from Canada and good stuff from, I guess, England. I don't know where Julian Lennon calls home these days.
And we try to promote as many things and places and live music as we can around here, you especially. And I know you've been there before, but I went for my first time since Sean Kenny bought the Friendly Valley Tap.
Oh, yeah.
And I went outside. It was kind of a rainy night, so I didn't stay out there very long. But the stage is set back in the grass back there, and there was a band, forgive me for not knowing who it was. And it was kind of... maybe like a Fish
cover
band-ish kind of vibe. It was the fire pits going over there.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's a nice little place.
It's very nice.
He's kind of made it a little bit more than just the kind of tavern.
It's not just the tavern. Yeah, the tavern.
Well, yeah, I used to like the old tavern because usually you had people either coming from prison or were about to go to prison.
And I told the people the other night, I said, I have been driving by this place my whole life. And every time I've driven by, there were two cars in the lot. Yeah. Tonight, there's 200 cars. And tonight's the night I'm coming. Yeah. Why didn't I stop before?
And they still have hams and cans over there.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yeah, they do. It's a cute place. Yeah. Good to see you, Mark.
All right,
Mark Alghini, Music Monday with Mark.